The remnants of Hurricane Ivan pounded New England yesterday as it headed out to the North Atlantic. The most powerful Atlantic storm for a generation left much destruction behind. 70 lives were lost in the Caribbean countries and more than 40 in the United States. Yesterday, President Bush declared disaster areas in Georgia and North Carolina, both hit by heavy floods. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Mike Brown said the response to three hurricanes in the past 5 weeks would require a long-term rebuilding effort comparable to the 1994 Los Angeles area earthquake. Damage from Ivan is estimated to total $11 billion. Thousands have lost their homes, and many more are still without power. And it would have been far worse had millions not left the Gulf Coast. The damage is greatest on the barrier islands off Florida and Alabama. NPR's Wade Goodwin went out to Dauphin Island off the coast of Alabama as residents began to return to see what Hurricane Ivan had rot.
As you come across the Dog River Bridge, the first thing you see is the Dauphin Island Marina, what used to be a picturesque panorama of large deep-sea pleasure craft moored in a lovely cove, now looks like an outtake from a Hollywood disaster movie.
They are absolutely crushed.
Ruth Shields and her family have come from Mobile out to look at their 28-foot boat, Full House. It is up on the asphalt in a pile with a dozen other large craft, all smashed on top of each other. It is an awe-inspiring and heartbreaking sight. Shields has her camera out, not for posterity, but for the insurance company.
What else do you think I need to take pictures of?
Take a picture of this gunnel where it's ripped here.
It's not just the piles of boats up on land. Out in the water, everywhere you look, you see a bow or a stern or a mast or a keel sticking out of the water where boats are sunk at their moorings. The amount of work it's going to take to get these boats off of the bottom and turn this graveyard back into a marina is staggering.
In this community down here, Dauphin Island is a barrier island that has had, it's been a wonderful place for fishermen to go out from because the fishing is so good out from here. And so they're just, this is a place where people kept expensive boats. These are not little pleasure ski boats that stayed in this marina.
But a few hundred yards further down the island, it's a very different sight. 75-foot shrimp boats sit dockside completely unscathed. Captain Gary Skinner is in his 60s, and he looks every bit the part of a man who has spent his life on the water. And that's exactly where he and his family, eight in all, including his infant grandchildren, rode out Hurricane Ivan.
No anxiety. It was not a whole lot louder than what it is right now. And we had air conditioning, plenty of food to eat, good showers to get into. So we never lost power.
The eye of the hurricane passed directly over the 100-ton steel shrimp boat while it was tied to concrete moorings. Skinner says that when the 130-mile-an-hour winds hit her, she would heel over 15 degrees, then pop right back up.
And this was safer than going in some house up in town somewhere. We didn't know how it was built, so we took it to a safe harbor and stayed on it.
When a hurricane comes, shrimp bury themselves in the mud, and it will be 2 weeks before they emerge. Skinner says the catch then will be better than normal. The problem is, after a hurricane, shrimp is not all he catches.
We've got to catch all the garbage. Stuff Mother Nature gives us, like grass and limbs and stuff, but we also got to catch refrigerators, garbage cans, well, not necessarily stoves, you name it, we catch them all.
Captain Skinner doesn't drop this stuff back in the ocean. He'd just catch it again. He brings everything on board and then deposits it at a dump. After a hurricane, shrimp captains become the ocean's garbage men. It is the western end of Dauphin Island where the worst damage is. Boats are strewn everywhere, even in the middle of what used to be the road. The homes are built 11 feet high on pilings. Some are relatively undamaged, but others are gone. Dave Spratt's home is one of those that's okay, but crushed up against his pilings is his neighbor's house.
That's Sonny Smith's old house. And it used to sit right across there where those two poles are. And it's a house that survived Hurricane Frederick in 79 and Elena in 85. It's been a tough old house.
The house has been washed 300 yards from where it once stood.
I believe it floated. Yeah, I believe it was floating when it came through here and got caught. half a mile down here, there's five houses gone, and this is the most visible of the five. The other four are kind of hard to even find. They've kind of floated through and maybe gone into Mississippi Sound.
Considering that he has his neighbor's house splattered across his front deck, Dave Spratt is in surprisingly good humor. He explains why.
Well, you see, we've come around the corner before and there was no house 19 years ago. So we just say, oh good, the house is still there.
There is no electricity, water, or sewage service, and it will be years before Dauphin Island returns to any semblance of its former self. Restoration began this weekend. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dauphin Island, Alabama.